Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Yes, you guys, I made it back, okay? My husband said, come on back home. But we are so excited that each and every one of you joined us this morning here on the Master's Call. We are tagging today, Making a Difference Monday. Amen. We are making a difference with anybody we come in contact with, whoever we encounter, because Jesus made a difference in each and every one of our lives. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Oh, God, you're so good. You're awesome in all your ways. Father God, we see your glory manifested in each and every one of us. We see your glory, Lord, manifesting all around us. We see your glory, Lord God, just showing up and showing out in so many lives. And we glorify you, Father, for being God all by yourself. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you continue to strengthen each individual on this call. We ask you, Father, that you show yourself mighty to each one of them, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for the blood of Jesus that cleanses us, that washes us, and makes us whole. We thank you, Father, for your glory, for your presence, for the spirit of truth ruling and reigning in our lives. Lord, thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, Lord God, who made this call, Father, and who said yes to you. And we ask you in the name of Jesus that you continue to strengthen them and be with them, Lord God, as this call goes forth throughout all generations. We ask in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you have your way in this on this call this morning. Anoint the speaker this morning, oh God. Show up, Lord God, in such a way, Father, that we all will receive and hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. We thank you in advance for all that you're doing. We glorify your name, Lord God, because truly you are holy. You're awesome in all your ways. Continue to strengthen artists' life like never before. And we thank you, Father, for doing it not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, TMC family, it's been an honor and a privilege and pleasure to greet each and every one of you this morning. God bless you. And I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Kai. Take it away. God bless you, my love.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. First, let me thank my amazing prayer general for seating and greeting us. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for just greeting us with Jesus' joy and bombarding the heavens with prayer. Again, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I am still in Houston, Texas. And we want to welcome you all to the Master's Call with Jesus' joy. And again, for that you know, amazing prayer where she just bombarded the heavens. So again, welcome to the Master's Call. We appreciate you joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. This call is all about the Master, and each Monday through Friday, we get up early in the morning to give God the praise, glory, honor, and reverence that is due him. The Master's Call was founded on October 5th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we affectionately know as Dr. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich and enhance and empower believers as we begin our day. So we are just so thankful because our God does things decent and in order. And so we know that this call is founded on scripture. And that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. We know that immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and it is hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout Artist International who come together to keep people motivated and moving to enhance the lives of others. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 29 at the end of the call. But we also know that we have an interactive website where you can see the list of speakers, you can see the prayer objectives. All of the calls are archived and recorded from the inception of the call to really close to where we are now, and we know that you can go back and listen to the playback and get a word from the Lord. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. If you're feeling led to join our team and greet like Minister Brenda just did, or host like I am doing now, you can send us, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net. And either our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa, will get back with you. I do have now the access code for the morning motivational call. The new morning motivational call number is 712-770-400#, and your access code is 294-617#. That's 294-617#. So now I am going to get out of the way. But first, I want to acknowledge three of our very super fantastic team members, because they have celebrated birthdays this month, and we don't want to go past without celebrating us. Dr. Vanessa said, always says, "Give me my flowers while I am alive." So we want to honor Minister Jackie, who celebrated a birthday on Mother's Day, Minister Rebecca, who celebrated her birthday earlier last week, and of course, Pastor Candy, who is celebrating her birthday. So we just want to make sure that you all know that we love you, love you, love you. Now I'm going to get out of the way and introduce our speaker. Our mouthpiece with the message is none other than our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Now, I don't know about y'all, but we know that when Dr. P.K. is coming forward, she's coming forward with the word from the Lord. She is dealing with a message right now that is just moving and just really doing something in my life, making me look at my choices. So I'm just so glad. She is a wonderful mother. She is a spiritual mother. She is a grandmother, and she is just excited about what God is doing. So I am going to present to some and introduce to others none other than our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts. Dr. P.K., can you hear me?
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. The floor is yours.
Why, thank you, thank you, thank you, my dear. And you know I call you my daughter. I love you. I'm so excited because I can feel your excitement all the way from Houston, Texas. So that means that you guys had a super fantastic time there. And I'm thankful, and it was so good to see the pictures that I've already shared some pictures, and I'm just waiting and looking forward to Dr. Vanessa's, because she always just take it from front to back and just really fill us in on what happened. So it sounds like you all had a wonderful, wonderful time. Thank God for each of you. Good morning, Master's Call family. I'm so happy this morning to be with you. Thank you so much, my own minister, Brenda Terrell, Mississippi Queen. You know, girl, I tell you, you are somebody special. This morning, your theme was Making a Difference Monday. And as I was listening to you, I said, Lord, bless us as we move and manifest with the miracles of God on this Monday in our lives. I tell you, you were working those M's as you were talking to us and praying to us this morning. I thank God for you. I am so, so, so thankful for this call and for Pastor Vanessa agreeing to just work this call down through these 6 years. And she has been absolutely awesome and one of the most supportive sisters I could ever ask God for. God has a way of putting his children together, and I am so grateful today. I thank God for Mother Josie each and every day for having her, raising her, and just keeping her on the straight and narrow, because Mother Josie can do just that. So this morning, as we prepare to go into the Word, let us just pray here just for a moment. I just feel like a little prayer. Prayer came on me this morning as I was, getting ready to prepare for this message a little bit more, and I just want to share it with you. Oh, holy God, as we open our eyes this morning, we open them, first of all, giving you thanks. And then, God, we open them acknowledging, God, that you are a God who absolutely gives us an opportunity to write on a clean sheet in our lives. So help us, God, to write the story that you would give us to write on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. We love you, and God bless you. Amen and amen. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. Okay. As we go forth this morning, I want to remind you that we are working on this a series on choices. And we started a couple of months ago. The Lord impressed upon me how important it is for us to realize that each and every day we are making choices. Whether we really take it serious or not, we each are making choices each and every day. So I'm going to encourage you to go back to www.themasterscall.net and look and listen at the messages that we have already put out here, because I'm not one who goes back to review messages, especially being that they're already out there for you to go back and listen to. Because there's so much that I want to get out to you that I think it's going to take a year for me to get it out for real. And I think it's because this is something that affects us on a daily basis, and we just need to kind of be reminded of it over and over again. So with that being said, let me just get into where we are today with our message on choices, okay? If I had to name my message this morning, if I had to give it a subject, it would be choices. Fast forward your story. Fast forward your story. The choices that you make today, I want you to remember, you can really pause and exercise and do this exercise with me, so that you can understand that the direction of action, not good intentions, determines your destination. You better write that one down. That's straight from the oven this morning. I said again, direction of action, meaning what you do today, not good intentions, not what you thought you ought to do, determines your destination. Why do I say that? Because we've heard the little saying that the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and a lot of I'm sorry's for those who are really, you know, I'm so sorry. No, you aren't. You need to stop saying that, because God didn't make us sorry. He made us wonderful. He says that you are wonderfully and beautifully created. He didn't make a solid piece of junk. So stop calling yourself that. And stop trying to excuse your actions by using that. I want you from this day forward to think about what it's going to look like if you continue with the choices and the actions that you have, that you are participating in right now. So I use myself an example in most of my messages, and I'll start this one off using myself an example. If I continue to eat the way I am eating or have eaten in the past, I'm doing so much better. Thank you, Lord. I have eliminated pork from my diet almost. I still, eat skin every now and then. But overall, no pork chops, no ham, no bacon. Thank you, Jesus. And no hamburgers, none of that stuff that rots in my gut before I can digest it. Because if you continue to eat the way you're eating, then when you fast forward your story down the road, what are you writing on the page? Are you writing, I will not be here to see my children graduate, to see my grandchildren get married? Why? Because I'm dead. Are you writing the story that for the last 20 years of your life, you're going to be in such bad health that you are going to have to be taken care of by somebody else because you have made a decision and choices today to eat what you want, because after all, you're going to die with something, is what I'm always getting. What story are you writing if you continue to smoke excessively and drink excessively? What story are you writing in your future? Fast forward it. What story are you writing if you continue to read and look at pornography? We have, and I'm discovering as I'm doing counseling and have done counseling, that pornography and online dating has caused just so much havoc in the lives of marriages and just destroyed marriages. What is the story that you are writing in the future? Well, I want you to know that if you keep spending money that you don't have and you keep applying for credit cards and credit card debts and thinking that you have money that you don't have, borrowing from Peter to pay Paul and knowing that John is on the other side waiting for his, what story are you writing? Fast forward this thing in your mind. Let's do this exercise so that we can really look at where we are going in the future with this. Well, last week, as I preached to you from Exodus 18 and 17, it talked about Moses that stopped just one thing and dramatically altered his story for the better. You can stop the one thing that will, I didn't say a whole bunch of things. I said just one thing that will start you on the journey toward a better God-glorifying story. What one thing is it that you need to stop so that you can have the ending of the story that you truly, truly want? And now today, I'm going to talk about the one thing that we can do. As I look at the scripture over here in Job 42 and use the last few minutes of my time working the thing that you can start. Listen to this story coming from. It's one of the very best stories that I have read thus far, and you know God keeps taking me into these stories that's absolutely rocking my world. Because I'm making such big choices in my life right now, God always leads us to a word if we really, really, truly want to know. Our lives are built on the word of God when we say, yes, Lord, to him. That's our foundational block. That's our, the word is. So over here in Job, began, I'm in the Message Bible, and the entire chapter is good, you all, but I can't dissect and I can't do it all this morning. So I'm just going to do the last few verses of it for you and give you a couple, maybe 1 point. Maybe won't be able to get the 1 point. Being that this is a prayer call that we are on, and I wanted to emphasize the importance of prayer, I want you to listen to the choice that Job made. And had he not made this choice, what would have happened? After God had finished addressing Job, this is in the Message Bible. I'm sure that if you're reading in King James Version or New Living or any of the others, it's a little different, but it is still the same word. I love this story. He turned to Eliphaz, the Temanite, and said, I've had it with you and your two friends. I'm just fed up. You haven't been honest either with me, who is God, or about me. Not the way my friend Job has. God called Job his friend. Look, so here's what you must do. Take 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to my friend Job. Sacrifice a burnt offering on your own behalf. My friend Job will pray for you, and I will accept his prayer. Look at that. He will ask me not to treat you as you deserve for talking nonsense about me and for not being honest with me as he has been. Look at the choice that they made. They could have heard God turned, walked away, and pouted, but what did they do? They did just what God says. Eliphaz, the Temanite, Bildad, the Shuhite, and Zophat, the Naamanite, did what God commanded, and God accepted Job's prayer. What did Job do? Job prayed for the ones who had just absolutely antagonized him during the time that he was going through a trying situation in his life. Would you have done that? Do you really pray for those who get on your nerve, on your last little bit of nerve? Do you really pray for them? Well, I'm here to tell you Job did. Lord have mercy, I am out of time. Let me run this on down through here. After Job had interceded for his friends, you all, God restored his fortune, restored Job's fortune. And then not only did he restore it, he doubled it. Somebody ought to say, God doubled it. He got double for his trouble. All his brothers and sisters and friends, all those who had ran away from him when he was going through, here they come. They come to his house, and Job opened his door, and they celebrate it. We need to celebrate each and every time we have an opportunity to. I'm glad to hear that you all celebrated down in Houston. They told him how sorry they were and consoled him for all the trouble God had brought him through. Each of them, they didn't come empty-handed, you all. They brought generous, and not little old dollar store gifts, but they brought generous, home-warming gift to Job. God bless Job's latter life even more than his earlier life. God, I'm about to shout right now. He ended up with 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 teams of oxen, 1,000 donkeys. He also had 3 daughters. And he named the first one Dove, isn't that cute? The second one Cinnamon, smell good. And the third one Dark Eyes. There was not a woman in the country as beautiful as his daughters. Their father treated them as equals. Somebody ought to say they were treated equals to their brothers, not subservient, providing the same inheritance for the boys and the girls. Boy, I'm loving up on Job. I told you this is an excellent story. Job lived on how many more years? 140. living to see what his children and grandchildren, four generations of them, then he died an old man full of life. We must recognize that we have to make choices each and every day. Number one, Job chose to pray for his friends who had turned their backs on him. How many of you have had friends and people to turn their backs on you, walk away, and you said, forget you, honey. We can see you another day, or maybe we don't even have to see you at all, baby. How many of us actually pray for people? God places on our heart to pray for. How many of us actually take this thing called prayer? It's a choice that we make each and every day, because I believe that God will lay on our hearts every day somebody to pray for. Because just as he told Daniel to pray three times a day, we should take time to pray. And when we pray, God will lay on our hearts whom we should pray for. Some of them are folks that we want to see do well, and some of them we don't want to see anymore at all. That's number one. Number two, Job's friends. If you've made a mistake and you've hurt somebody's feelings and you know you've been wrong, and God has been impressing upon you to go to them. You don't just go to them flippantly. They had to go and offer some kind of sacrifice so that, indeed, God would forgive them for what they had done to their friend, Job. It's so much more goody, 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 goodness in this, but I'm going to have to bring it to a close with this one statement. And the statement is, direction, your direction of action today. Not your good intentions, not because you intended to pray for somebody, intended to apologize, intended to give a good gift, intended, but because you did it, determines your destination. My dear sweet Kai, would you please come back, give us our final announcement, and I will give you the benediction.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for that word on choices and fast-forwarding our story. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the amazing woman of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Father, you know her heart's desire, and as her mind is stayed on you, your word says you will give her that. Lord, we thank you that everything she puts her hands to will be blessed 100-fold. Lord, you know what she needs, and you will be that and more to her. Father, we thank you for our other co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, just continue to keep her in perfect peace as her mind is stayed on you. Lord, we ask that you be a hedge of protection around the Des De Leon family and artist life. Lord, you know what this company is in need of. And because it is founded on your word, because our statement is faith, family, and lifestyle, Lord, you will continue to just bring about blessings through artist life. Lord, we ask that you continue to just be a comfort to those who are dealing with bereavement situations, Father. You know, when everyone goes back home, Father, that time alone, just be that peace, your peace that passes all understanding. Lord, we know that you will continue to give traveling mercies to those who are traveling home from the conference. Lord, we praise you, we glorify your name, we lift you up, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, if you want to hear the playback of this call, that number is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and today is Motivational Mondays, and our very own Pastor Everett Thomas will be bringing the word. That number is 712-770-4005, the access code 294-6. 617#. We look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow as we just continue to do what the Master has called us to do and bring this call to you each Monday through Friday. Dr. P.K. Roberts, will you please come back and give us our benediction?
Oh, holy God, we thank you so very much for this time that we feel is well spent each and every morning with you. We ask now, holy God, that your Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide with each of us as we choose wisely throughout the day. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. And every heart say amen, amen. Go out and live a super fantastic life full of joy. I love you. God bless. Bye-bye.